3. Good morning. We're Joe and John. A Thursday morning, the 7th day of August. It's Purple Heart Day. A big salute to all of our military veterans, especially those who were wounded in the line of duty and received the Purple Heart. I like how they always say, in the line of duty.
Yes.
Like, Johnny was at the barracks and took a break and went to dunk on a dunk and run for everyone and slipped on a crack and fell. That doesn't count. Sure.
All right.
But thank you for your service, Johnny.
Yes.
It's also Beach Party Day today. Woo-hoo! Cycle to Work Day. Man, if I would have only known this, I would have done it.
If I lived around the corner in that development right there, I would.
It's also Lighthouse Day. And today marks the halfway point of summer. Good morning. We're Joe and John. 3 things you need to know this morning. 2 Egg Harbor Township residents arrested at National Night Out event Tuesday night at Veterans Park after witnesses spotted the two pointing handguns at people from their car. The driver, 21-year-old Benjamin Andrews and 18-year-old Maya McKinley, both of BHT, have been charged and released.
Northfield police have charged an e-bike rider who was doing stunts on New Road a couple months ago. The 20-year-old Joseph Griffin from Linwood was arrested for eluding a law enforcement officer, as well as traffic citations for careless driving, reckless driving, and other offenses for the incident back on June 1st.
As we told you yesterday, state transportation officials will be holding hurricane evacuation exercises today along the coast. The Key Shore evacuation routes include Atlantic City Expressway and the Garden State Parkway. No roads will be closed during the exercises, but you'll definitely notice an increase in police and other emergency vehicles.
And your South Jersey weather for today, hazy sunshine with a high of 80.
Joe and Jana, Luke Bryan, a country song came on. Then Jana came on with Fangirl Update.
We're actually talking about that song right now, Luke Bryan's latest hit. It's Country Song Came On, and believe it or not, it was actually meant for Blake Shelton, but once Luke heard the demo, he was like, nope, no, this one is mine. Thank you very much. The demo singer, he said, even sounded like Blake, but that made Luke love it even more. And in true Luke fashion, he joked that if Blake recorded it, it'd probably be barely a top 20. So savage, Luke Bryan. Jeez. It's all jokes. It's all jokes. Luke's chatting about his song and longtime friendship with Blake Shelton right now at catcountry1073.com. Miranda Lambert has picked up a new hobby this year. Joe Kelly would appreciate this. It's golf, inspired by her hubby, Brendan, who basically transformed his whole life for Miranda. He's super into it. And now the two hit the course together while they're out on tour. She's been sharing her swing journey and some mountain shooting, too, because, you know, it's Miranda. Country queen meets golf girl era. We're here for it. And you can see for yourself how Miranda's Happy Gilmore era is going on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
As a golfer, I'd like to say yes, we need more women on the golf course. Joe and Jana, if you're just joining us today, actually the halfway point of summer.
But
we're at the peak right now.
People are going to be wearing sweaters and jeans when it's still 86 degrees outside.
And drinking, what's that drink?
Pumpkin spice lattes in September. But don't forget, summer's actually not done until like September 22nd or something.
So our quote of the day today comes from Mike Mount on Facebook. I posted this earlier. I said, need to start drinking earlier. A 6 a.m. margarita sounds nifty. And Mike responded, here's the quote of the day. You know what they say? You can't drink all day if you don't start early. I think Dasha needs to be a bigger star quicker.
She's so nice and great. I met her in Nashville.
Bigger hits.
Yeah, she was great. Her voice is great. And she like sounds like that in real life, if you know what I mean.
No.
Some people don't sound, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
She's like good, actually.
All right, coming up at 7:20, our Joe and John, a question of the day today. What's your 2025 pet peeve? What today drives you absolutely bonkers?
Oh, man.
For me, it's something that I'm guilty of, and that's people on their phone in their car. I've done it. I've been pulled over for it. But
really?
We shouldn't do it.
I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
You would have been the last person
I would have
thought.
I try not to. But whenever I do, I get caught. But everyone else should stop.
You're like not on your phone. But like,
Country Joke of the Morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. It's brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out. Matthew sent us the joke for the news today.
Matthew, thank you.
Here it is, your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. What's the reason, Jana, you don't hear a lot of fondue jokes?
I don't know.
Most of the time, they're just excessively cheesy.
Get it?
Cheesy.
Yeah. But,
this joke is not representative of most jokes which are actually funny. Country 107.3. Good morning. Great with Joe and Jono. Welcome to a Thursday morning. Coming up on Trivia just after 7:30. Your last chance to win tickets for tonight's Dierks Family Concert. It's at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Starts at 7. We have the final two tickets to give away. We'll do that in Morning Trivia just after 7:30. Before that, at 7:20, our Joe and Jono question of the day today. Here it is. What's your pet peeve for 2025? Something that's been bugging you, especially this year.
Yeah, I got a few.
Probably has something to do with people driving or people with phones or a combination thereof. That's my guess.
For me?
For anybody.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
That's kind of
I don't know. You get mad at weird things, so
that's
I don't know. We'll find out.
That's rude.
609.
That's rude.
See? Right there. You got mad at me. 609-383-1073.
That's so mean.
Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Your 2025 pet peeves coming up at Century 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we off to today?
South Africa. Not sure it's dumb. Maybe it's just good karma.
Okay.
52-year-old Asher Watkins plunked down a bunch of money to go hunting Cape Buffalo in South Africa. That's a big thing. While he was hunting one of the animals, a 1.5-ton Cape Buffalo came charging at him. Ended up trampling him and killing him.
What?
The safari company says it warns clients on its websites about the inherent risk of hunting Cape Buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying.
It's dumb. Don't go hunting. Good morning. We're Joe and Jono here with Morning. Atlantic City has been awarded a $750,000 African-American Civil Rights Grant to preserve the 103-year-old Fire Station No. 2 at the corner of Indiana and Baldic Avenues in Atlantic City. The grant is in addition to the $750,000 trust grant awarded earlier this year.
The 15th annual Wildwood Tattoo Beach Bash takes place at the Wildwood Convention Center this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Organizers expect more than 200 tattoo artists from across the country to attend.
A New Jersey native, Jen Powell, is scheduled to make professional sports history this weekend when she becomes the first woman to umpire a Major League Baseball game.
Ooh.
Powell will umpire in 3 of the 4 games between the Miami Marlins and Braves in Atlanta. She'll be behind the plate for the series finale on Sunday. She attended West Milford High School and began umpiring softball games while attending Hofstra University. We're pretty sure she'll follow in the footsteps of other Major League umpires and get a bunch of calls wrong this weekend.
Don't do that to her. Not yet.
She'll fit right in.
Oh, poor Jen. And your South Jersey weather for today. Hazy sunshine with a high of 80.
Three mornings with Joe and Jono. Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-out starting right now. Happy birthday to Mike from Millville.
All right, Mike.
That would be a Major League Baseball star, Mike Trout from Millville.
Yeah.
He's 34 years old. Mike, if you're listening, I'd really like an invitation to the grand opening of your golf course.
I knew you were going to say that.
And by that, I mean I want to play. Happy birthday to Skip Cavalier of Galloway. Skip is 75. Kimberly Stork of Egg Harbor Township has a birthday. Happy birthday to Kim Catispati of Vineland. Kim is 64.
Happy birthday.
Tammy Duran has a birthday. Lynn from Irma celebrates today. Andrew Watson of Millville. Happy birthday, Andrew. And happy birthday to Barb Hinchman of Tuckerton. I think that's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Andrew Watson of Millville. Joe and Jono, question of the day today. What's your 2025 pet peeve?
Yeah.
Maybe it hasn't been there forever, but lately it just ticks you off and you can't stand it. What's your 2025 pet peeve? 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a few here from Facebook. Diana says, I cannot stand that everyone has their phones on video chat or speaker or watches video loudly, especially at a doctor's office. They don't take others into consideration. Last I recall, headphones, earbuds, AirPods are still around. Yeah, we don't want to hear your phone. We don't want to hear what you're listening to. We don't want to hear who you're talking to.
Such a Karen response. I'm sorry.
Why? Why do I want to hear Jana's conversation?
Would you? But, like, are you really paying attention? I don't think I've ever paid attention.
When it's quiet and all of a sudden Jana's talking on her phone or watching some video and going, ah.
I don't think I've ever paid that close attention to, like, anybody else's life. Well, except unless
everybody's paying attention to your life when it's really loud.
Hey, I live life loudly. What can I say? I definitely will pay
attention.
Therein
is the problem.
I'll pay attention if, like, what you're talking about on your phone's really juicy. Like, oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear you on your phone.
Then what did Desiree say?
I don't want to hear you
on your phone. I'm invested. I love that.
In the old days, there used to be phone booths where you went and closed the door and people couldn't hear you.
What is...
Yeah, I know.
What is this? 1974.
You think it's okay just to sit in your doctor's office and listen to loud videos on your phone?
Hey, listen.
Why would anybody else want to hear that?
I don't think anybody... Are a lot of people doing that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. You go somewhere and somebody's listening to their phone really loudly.
I feel like this is a one-off incident.
But
maybe
you think
I'm
it's
wrong.
Okay if they do it.
That's, no, I mean, it doesn't really bother me, I guess. But like...
But it's okay for you to do it? Because it bothers me.
Well, you'll be... I promise you, you'll walk out of there alive.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll be fine.
This is what separates the men from the women.
You don't want to know what else Desiree said? I do.
No, I don't. I don't want to hear your business. I don't want to hear your video that you're watching, your funny TikTok. I don't want anything to do with it.
I don't feel like that's a lot of people.
I want to sit here in silence.
I bet you do.
Silence is golden.
I bet you do.
I don't want to hear your business.
You sit there in
silence. I don't want to hear what you think is funny. I don't want to hear your video with all the vulgarities.
You're the twiddle your thumb generation. Twiddle your thumbs.
No, I just want to sit here and enjoy life.
Let me enjoy my piece and my magazine in the 1990s.
I want to read my Boy's Life magazine
while
I'm waiting for the doctor.
Okay.
Deborah says, entitled Drivers Who Think the Rules of the Road Are Just Suggestions. And John Alesh hands to win Dirk Bentley tickets for tonight in Camden. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Trivia. In the meantime, the Joe and Jana question of the day today. What's your 2025 pet peeve? What ticks you off lately? 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I like this one. Seal, I agree. Seal says people who park outside a store clearly in the no parking zone. I can't stand that either. I mean,
I can understand.
You can circle around and come back and stop for a minute. You can drive around, you can go park somewhere else, and then pull up when you see the person.
Yeah.
Don't stop and park your car in the fire zone. Why? Because it's a fire zone. We need to keep it clear because it's a fire zone. I'm always tempted to walk up to the people's windows and shout at them, but then I remember they could be having a gun or something.
That's true.
So I don't do
that. Be careful.
But, come on, people.
That's terrifying.
Stop. It's a fire zone. It's a reason it's a fire zone. It's not for you to park and run in a minute. It's not for you to park and run in and get your food. It's not for you to park and wait for your mom.
Okay.
Your mom can shop while you're sitting in the parking lot, and then you can pull up when your mom comes out.
Joe said, screw your mom, screw your grandma.
I don't use that kind of language. I'm sorry.
Okay.
609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
A whole goose.
What's your pet peeve? Mark is on the phone from Vineland. Mark?
Good morning, Joe. Jonna, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I want to tell you about my pet peeve.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're ready.
It's when people add things to you know how they add that,
No.
I know exactly what he's saying. He's like, stop it,
Yeah, there you go.
Peeves this morning. That's our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What's your 2025 pet peeve? 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. From our app, Bill from Egg Harbor Township. Nobody wants to hear anyone's loud conversation. I'm with Joe. We were talking about people having their phones up while they're somewhere so everybody can hear. Jess from Galloway. I work at a doctor's office. It's incredibly annoying to listen to people's videos and conversations. She says fights have actually broken out in the waiting room. She means verbal fights, but people yelling at each other because their phones are too loud.
That's crazy.
Some of us like silence.
I guess so,
Another kind of extension of that, how about when you go to the beach and somebody's got their live music or they're listening to something
or just they're watching
videos and it's just... What happened to the world of silence and we enjoy nature?
I feel like I am not... I understand how that could be annoying. I just never lock into that. That's all.
We're from the silent generation.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I probably won't even notice. Now, if you got a good playlist on at the beach, keep it bumping. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to Peg. She's on the phone. Hi, Peg.
Yeah, I just got a call, and you were talking about pet peeves.
Yes.
Where people talk on their phones or use videos and have the speakers up.
Yes.
I can tell, Jana, when you work in a cafeteria.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is up next, brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. That's Matt Blatt Nissan. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Today's prize, 2 tickets to see Dierks Bentley tonight at 7. Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. If you win, we'll email you your tickets. You'll be on your way tonight. So again, if you don't want to go tonight, don't try to win because the tickets are for tonight.
Tonight. Again, 2 nights.
And they're non-transferable, so if you win, you got to go.
Correct. Right.
609-383-1073 or hit or call us. Hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We've been talking about pet peeves 2025, and this is kind of an extension of that. Here's the question. According to a survey, people say this is the most annoying thing that happens on an airplane. When they're riding in an airplane, what's the most annoying thing on an airplane?
Does it have to do with phones?
No. It has nothing to do with people listening to conversations on phones or anything like that.
Just
it has
checking.
Nothing to do with phones. That's a good answer, though. The most annoying thing that people say happens on an airplane when they're on a plane? 609-383-1073. Or hit the Call Us button on the career with Joe and Shauna. Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. We've been talking about pet peeves this morning, and this is kind of an extension of that, our question this morning. By the way, up for grabs, 2 tickets to see Dierks Bentley tonight. Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Here's the question. What's the most annoying thing that happens on an airplane? I told you it had nothing to do with phones.
Right.
What's the most annoying thing on an airplane? Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it kids kicking your seat?
Kicking your seat? Absolutely right. Who's this?
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
Lori.
Lori, you're going to see Dierks Bentley tonight. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Congrats, Lori.
And stop kicking my seat, Lori.
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you, like, the last couple of airplanes I've been on that I've just been, like, on the verge of just losing my mind.
I was on one with a guy behind me. I literally had to turn around and say, I'm sorry, are you kicking my seat? Lori, one trivia, the most annoying thing that happens on an airplane is when somebody behind you starts kicking your seat. I tell you, I had a grown adult, and I literally had to stand up, turn around and say, excuse me, are you kicking my seat?
That's crazy.
I was like, no. I'm like, all right. I guess I'm just imagining a foot hitting my butt 3 times in a row.
I don't even understand, like, why though? Like, why? What do you, like, do
people
you need to
weird.
Extend? Like, I'm so confused.
I know. He's probably listening to his phone really loud, too.
Oh, my gosh. You're so annoying.
Let's go to TikTok. Hold on. Here we go.
5 things you should never do on an airplane. Number 1, do not ever touch the flush button or lever with your bare hands. It's honestly just super unsanitary, and it's pretty gross. So when you flush, use a napkin or a tissue that's in the lavatory. Number 2, don't forget to drink water. Stay hydrated. You want to have about 16 ounces for every flight that you go on. Just keep that in mind. Number 3, do not fall asleep or lean your head on the window. You're not the only one who has done that, and you don't know how many people or children have wiped their hands or other things all over the window. Number 4, don't or try not to wear shorts when you're on an airplane. It's the same thing as the window. You never know how clean it's going to be. So if you have pants, you're going to have less germs. Number 5, don't feel afraid to let a flight attendant know if you're feeling sick. We are there to help. So if you need food, water, or an air sickness bag, please feel free to let us know.
Well, I violate 2 of those 5. I'm a fall asleep on the window guy.
Yeah.
And I wear shorts on planes. I've never caught a cold or any kind of disease because I'm wearing shorts instead of pants.
I have to bring a blanket, wear a sweatshirt, bring my neck pillow. Like, planes are such an unfortunate experience.
Yeah, whatever you do, they say don't ask to use their pillow or their blanket because...
Why would you do 8, that?
8,000 other people have used it.
Oh, right. Yes, correct. Yeah, that's like a no-brainer, I think. You would think. Maybe not for everybody. Who knows?
Stop kicking my seat. Good morning. We're Joe and Sean. Things you need to know this morning. 2 Egg Harbor Township residents arrested at National Night Out event Tuesday night at Veterans Park after witnesses spotted the 2 pointing handguns at people from their car. The driver, 21-year-old Benjamin Andrews and 18-year-old Maya McKinley, both of VHT, have been charged and released.
Northfield police have charged an e-bike rider who was doing stunts on New Road a couple months ago. The 20-year-old Joseph Griffin from Linwood was arrested for eluding a law enforcement officer as well as traffic citations for careless driving, reckless driving, and other offenses for the incident back on June 1st.
As we told you yesterday, state transportation officials will be holding hurricane evacuation exercises today along the coast. The key shore evacuation routes include Atlantic City Expressway and the Garden State Parkway. No roads will be closed during the exercises. but you'll definitely notice an increase in police and other emergency vehicles.
And your South Jersey weather for today, hazy sunshine with a high of 80.
Hundreds of
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and John. And time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, server, fruit or hash browns? Me. Do it look like I'm trying to live forever? Number two, this is funny. The COVID kids will be starting kindergarten soon. A moment of silence for all the teachers.
That's right.
Wow, the kids born during COVID.
They're not even going to, yeah. Number they know how to talk to people?
Number three, I consider my drafts folder an essential piece of evidence for any future insanity plea. That's where all the crazy stuff lives. Number four, nighttime is when I remember that one weird thing I said in sixth grade and feel bad about it forever.
Maybe not forever.
Shouldn't have called Kenny Field that name and then
beat him up.
We're Joe and John.
Or Kenny.
These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Quit complaining. My generation survived getting out of a waterbed drunk and lived to tell the tale. You ever see a waterbed?
My aunt and uncle had a waterbed. I was always scared I was going to pop that thing. I would always, we would lay on it and roll all around on it, and then we'd get yelled at.
Yeah, well. Eli Young Band, Cat Country 107.3. We're Joe and John. Throughout the morning, we've been talking about your 2025 pet peeves, and I think the overwhelmingly number one answer has been people sick of other people in their phones, whether it's on their phones with driving or whether you're somewhere like a doctor's office and people are listening to their phones really, really loudly or on the speaker. You get to hear their weird videos that they're watching or they're listening to their conversations. I think that ticks a lot of us off. Maybe not you, Donna.
I understand how it could be annoying.
We want peace and quiet.
I've just never locked in that much unless, like, the gossip's really juicy. Otherwise, I just, like, I'm part of, like, the we just got to tune it out.
I don't need to hear about your life, your world, your problems.
Yeah. Like, I've just never, like, locked in.
So we never asked you, what's your pet peeve, Jana?
Oh. So mine, and I think you might agree with me on this. Actually, never mind. I don't know. But my biggest pet peeve is when you're walking up to, and this only just developed, by the way, over the last, like, 2 years. When you walk up to, like, a counter, like, say you're in, like, Starbucks or Dunkin' or somewhere, whatever the case may be, and you're trying to order, and I can't believe I just said kid, but, like, the person behind the counter or whatever is, like, on their phone or something, or they're in the conversation, and you're like, hey, can I, like, order? And they look at you like you just disturbed, like, the most important like, they're annoyed that they have to do their job. Mm. That irks me to no end. Like, what?
Well, I've never been in a Starbucks before.
Why are you even here? Like, what are we doing?
I think the solution is don't go there anymore.
Oh, man. And then
don't go there anymore.
When you're talking, and they give you, like, the stare. Like, they don't, like, did you? I can be louder if you need me to. Did you hear me?
Jason Aldean, Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. If you're looking for a job, maybe we might have found one. The Department of Homeland Security says they've removed age limits for anyone wanting to join ICE.
No way.
So even I could be working for ICE.
Oh, geez.
I think I qualify because I'm pretty good at telling kids to get off my lawn.
That's a wild thing to say.
Go back to your own country.